This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
21 dead in Texas school shooting.
He started shooting children, teachers, whoever's in his way.
A community in shock.
I pray for everybody. I do.
A call to action.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Tony DeCoppo in Uvalde, Texas, with the CBS World News Roundup. It's almost impossible to describe the grief, the numbness, the disbelief shared by every member of this community about 80 miles west of San Antonio. People here are trying to comprehend how someone could take the lives of at least 21 people, two adults, 19 children, at an elementary school. Police say 18-year-old Salvador Ramos walked into Robb Elementary School and went classroom to classroom shooting second, third, and fourth graders until he was shot dead himself by a Border Patrol agent. CBS's Janet Shamlian is here with me with the tragic details.
The shooter charged through the doors of Uvalde's Robb Elementary School, opening fire just after 11:30. Armed law enforcement says with an AR-15 assault rifle, high-capacity magazines, and a handgun.
As soon as he made entry into the school, he started shooting children, teachers. He was shooting everybody.
Before the attack, police say, the 18-year-old shot his grandmother. Conflicting reports this morning on her condition. The gunman then crashed his car near the school before going in. One official saying he shot at whoever was in his way. He was shot and killed after injuring several officers. The people of Uvalde last night gathering in houses of worship. Sharing an unimaginable collective grief.
Oh, you know why he did all these things, Father.
We also met Maria Flores, who has lived in Uvalde for decades. She says she's friends with the shooter's mom.
I've been hearing that he was being bullied since he was a little boy.
CBS's Chris Fox is at a local community center where people have been gathering and grieving.
The Uvalde Civic Center went from being a polling place in the morning, a family reunification center in the afternoon, and by evening, it's where parents were told their children were among the dead. Henry Becerra of City Church International is one of the grief counselors on site.
They've screamed, they've cried, they've yelled. Why?
PJ Talavera and his wife lost a niece and grew up with one of the teachers.
Right now, everybody is just in shock. You always think that it can't happen in your community, right? Apparently it can.
This was supposed to be a joyous time for students here. Tomorrow, the last day of school, at least by the calendar. Families planning summer vacations, instead now planning funerals. Uvalde is a small city of just about 16,000 people, an hour from the Mexican border. It's the kind of place where everyone knows everyone else. Until yesterday, many knew it best as the proud hometown of actor Matthew McConaughey. The Oscar winner has called for action to stop mass shootings. Well, this morning, Steve, Uvalde has a tragic new distinction seared into our minds, alongside such communities as Newtown, Connecticut, Parkland, Florida, and Littleton, Colorado.
Well, last night at the White House, President Biden spoke emotionally about the mass shooting, and he called for new action, asking, when are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone?
His remarks hours after Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy on the Senate floor demanded lawmakers do what they didn't do after the Sandy Hook massacre in his state nearly a decade ago, pass a new gun bill.
I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees and beg my colleagues. Find a path forward here.
Well, there was pushback from Texas Republican Ted Cruz.
You see Democrats and a lot of folks in the media whose immediate solution is to try to restrict the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. That doesn't work.
In Dallas, 350 miles from the school shooting, an NBA head coach, just before a playoff loss, did not want to talk basketball.
When are we going to do something?
Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors, who's been outspoken before, called on the Senate to pass a House-approved bill expanding background checks for gun buys.
I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A defeat for former President Trump in Georgia. His bid to topple incumbent Governor Brian Kemp in the Republican primary failed. Kemp coasted to an easy win. He'll now face Democrat Stacey Abrams.
We got to knock doors like we've never knocked them before. We got to make more phone calls. We got to talk to more of our friends and our neighbors.
Trump target Brad Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, won his primary. Trump-backed ex-football star Herschel Walker won the GOP Senate primary. Marjorie Taylor Greene won her House primary in Georgia. Kay Ivey in Alabama and Sarah Sanders in Arkansas won Republican nomination battles for governor. George P. Bush lost the GOP race for Texas Attorney General. An Iraqi man living in the U.S. has been accused of aiding and abetting a plot to kill former President George W. Bush. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He's 52 years old. His name is Shihab Shihab from the Columbus, Ohio area. According to the Justice Department, he was trying to smuggle Iraqi foreign nationals into the U.S., quote, for the purpose of killing former President George W. Bush in retaliation for Iraqi deaths during Operation Iraqi Freedom. They say he traveled to Dallas in February to surveil locations associated with the president, and they say he met in a hotel room in Ohio to sample firearms.
President Biden signs an executive order today on policing on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. CBS's Nicole Killian.
According to two sources, the executive order is expected to include sections to establish an accountability database of officers fired for misconduct, a ban on chokeholds, and a restriction on no-knock warrants at the federal level. Senator Cory Booker, who led police reform negotiations on Capitol Hill last year, told CBS News he thinks it's strong.
The president's team, using the powers that he has, have done an excellent job of advancing the call that I think all Americans feel to do everything you can to improve the policing profession.
Nicole Killian, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
And an Air Force cargo plane packed with baby formula from Europe is due in the U.S. today. That supply, designed to ease the current shortage, is equivalent to about 1 million 8-ounce bottles.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Just hours after President Biden left Asia, North Korea delivered a military poke. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul has more on a new missile test.
Another North Korean violation of UN Security Council resolutions, this time by testing three ballistic missiles, according to South Korea's military, and the North's first missile provocation since President Biden reassured South Korea the US remains committed to supporting its ally with the full range of its defense capabilities.
One of the missiles is a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile. If so, it's the second launch of that kind in 2 months. In California, parks and sports fields are safe for now, but there will be no watering from any public green spaces in cities, office parks, or college campuses. New rules from state water officials have been adopted in the midst of the current drought. That's the World News Roundup. For Tony DeCoppel in Texas, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.